Okay, and the winner is 30 Días, La Santa Cecilia.
The Los Angeles band La Santa Cecilia had just finished performing at this year's Grammy Awards when they were called back on stage to accept the Grammy for Best Latin or Alternative Album and to send this message.
Thank you so much. We're proud to be children of immigrant parents, and we dedicate this award to the more than 11 million undocumented people that live and work really hard in this country.
One of those undocumented immigrants was standing right on stage. The band's accordion player and co-founder, Pepe Carlos, who came with his family to the U.S. from Mexico when he was a child. Reporter Valerie Hamilton talked to the band about the ways his immigration status has given them extra responsibility as well as extra inspiration.
My name is Marisol Hernandez. I'm the singer for La Santa Cecilia.
My name is Miguel, and I play percussion.
Hi, my name is Alex, and I'm the bass player of La Santa Cecilia.
My name is Pepe Carlos, and I play accordion and requinto. My parents immigrated to the U.S. when I was 6 years old. I am undocumented. I went to school here. This is where I live. This is LA's my home.
I mean, I've known Pepe since we were around 16 years old, so I always knew about him, you know, and his struggle.
I went to school, studied a two-year program of architecture. I was laid off as a designer. I went to apply for a different job. The guy said, I need to see a social security card. And I told him, you know what? I'm undocumented. He said, you know what? I can't hire you. I went home that day, really bummed out because of the situation. So from that point on, I decided to go into the music business, thinking that I wasn't gonna need any papers, and that was also one of my passions in life. A few months after, we started La Santa Cecilia.
Cuando la negra te invite a bailar, no le digas no. Cuando la negra te invite a bailar, no le digas no.
You know, we started playing in the city, the band started growing, and we finally got invited to play at South by Southwest. You know, we were all like looking forward to fulfilling our dreams, to traveling and stuff.
But we were afraid that when we were gonna go to Texas, at some point, at some checkpoint, we would get stopped.
Right when we got into Arizona, we got pulled over. And we were like, oh man, like what are we gonna do, you know? Like, to ask us for our papers, and so what we would do was just say, like, everyone would just be like, whoa, we didn't bring papers, we just have our driver's license and we're American citizens, like, what's the big deal, you know?
Everyone in the band has been afraid that I can get deported.
We just kind of got used to taking these detours, no, of taking, like, really long roads, no, to avoid checkpoints and immigration checkpoints and things like that.
We would drive for about 30 hours just to get to Texas. Like, especially when we hit that 24-hour mark, they were always reminding me, hey, Pepe, can we ask the label to help you out? Can I ask my sister to help you out?
It scared us, you know?
I mean, I just remember the time when we got offered to go to Mexico, you know? And then we couldn't take Pepe, who was, like, the main instrument in the band.
It was like a very bittersweet thing because it doesn't feel the same when you have to go and present your band, you know, La Santa Cecilia, but you're missing one, like, key member.
I thought that I should quit the band because I wasn't going to be able to travel. I felt like at points I was pulling the band a little bit backwards instead of moving forward because of my situation.
A un sueño despertando, mientras otro en el asfalto ya se está esfumando.
It's really hard when you're trying to pursue a dream and you know that you can't follow that dream because of the lack of papers.
I know that he would feel embarrassed when people would ask. Like, oh, and And how come you didn't go to Mexico? Or how come you're not in the photos? And it doesn't seem like anything, but it's like he works just as hard as everybody else, no?
He's a part of this country. He grew up here. He came here as a child, and he's no different than me, and I was born here.
ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, El Hielo.
Iba pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está cuidando que todo brille como una perla.
Writing El Hielo was a form of like an exhaust valve for us.
The people in the song are based on my mother, are based on our friends, are based on Pepe.
We all grew up with a certain experience with ICE or La Migra, you know, with a family member or something like that.
I think it was his way of saying, yes, I'm undocumented, and to come out.
I just thought it was time. I saw so many activists as well putting themselves out there, and that's what kind of like made me not be as fearful.
El hielo anda suelto por esas calles. Nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida.
That's the way you move forward once you stop fearing whatever's out there.
And I think it helped him to feel proud and to say, hey, yeah, I'm undocumented, but it's okay. I'm like, I'm going to work on it. We're going to figure it out. And I'm working with my bandmates instead of having to lie, no?
As musicians, I also feel that we have the responsibility to share our stories and hopefully make some change.
Grammy or no Grammy, it's we're in the same boat, you know?
It just gives us a bigger platform and a bigger spotlight to speak of his situation and speak of everybody's situation that's going through the same thing. And for the Academy to recognize us means that they're recognizing a positive contribution that we're making as children of immigrants or immigrants ourselves to this country and this culture.
We love Pepe, and he's someone very important in the band, no? So we figure it out. Because that's what you do with family, that's what you do with your friends, and we all want to be here and want to play music and write and fulfill our dreams, so we're all just trying, just keeping on, you know?
Okay, at this time, I am approved for the deferred action, and I am also in the process of obtaining my residency after 26 years, so I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully that comes through sometime this year, and I can keep on living my dream.
La Santa Cecilia's new album, Someday New, was released this week. Pepe Carlos has gotten approval from U.S. Immigration to travel to Mexico City for the music festival Vive Latino later this month. It will be his first trip back to Mexico in 26 years.